嗱，李廷義，南區居民所面對的交通擠塞情況，這個議題呢是由司馬文先生提出，交通文件16/2015號，現在呢就請司馬文先生呢簡介有關的、議題。
Chairman, members, the Kennedy Town area is an important area for the Southern District because a lot of the traffic has to go through the Kennedy Town area to get to the North Shore. Our three important corridors are the one via Tai Tam, the one via Aberdeen Tunnel, and the one via Kennedy Town. There are many development plans for Kennedy Town which will impact the local traffic, and the risk is that this new traffic that will be generated in the Kennedy Town area will impact the traffic flow for the residents in the Southern District. Court junction of Victoria Road and Cardigan Street is one of those junctions that is already poorly performing in the morning peak hours and is set to worsen as things proceed in terms of development. Also, the Smithfield Road, Belcher Street junction is poorly performing, and especially this is impacting during the evening hours and during the weekend and holidays. We have poor performance on that junction, and again, if we look at the future development plans in the area, it is likely that the poor performance of that junction is going to worsen and further impact the traffic flow through those junctions, and the people that have to get through those junctions are the residents of the Southern District. So these are two important developments. We also have other areas where there is going to be a significant impact of new traffic coming through when people go through Shai Ying Pun and have to pass by the Hong Kong U facilities, either on one side or the other side. Those junctions are poorly performing now, and the situation is only going to worsen as developments increase. So the question really is that this council should make sure we monitor the VC ratios at the critical junctions on these through this area, and we should be alert to what the VC ratios are going to be if and when all the developments which are permitted under the plans and under the proposed plans, like the redevelopments at Victoria Road under the current land use study for the Kennedy Town, are going to be implemented, what will be the VC ratios and what will happen to the traffic throughput for the Southern District. That information has not been presented in the response today. We have not been provided that information by the Transport Department. The information is entirely absent. It refers to four traffic improvement schemes which are located in the Western District, which are old ones which have not been implemented, and that's the only ones that have been addressed. But my questions under the items 3, what are the critical junctions, no answer has been provided. So the Transport Department says simply that there is no serious traffic congestion problem in Pok Fu Lam. But as I've just pointed out, those junctions that are critical to the Southern District are not necessarily located in Pok Fu Lam. Although I'm the District Councillor of Pok Fu Lam, maybe the Transport Department can easily be confused by that on the District Council of Pok Fu Lam, that it's only about junctions in Pok Fu Lam, but the people that come from Chi Fu and Wa Fu and people that come from Pok Fu Lam They travel through junctions that are outside our district, but they are bottlenecks. And as we allow more developments in Sai Ying Pun and in Kennedy Town, the traffic is only going to worsen and the performance of the junctions that we rely on is going to decrease. So, Chairman, I hope that you could conclude today that we need more information from the Transport Department, and that once we have that information, we can have a serious discussion about what the future is going to look like for travelling between the Southern District and the Northern shore of Hong Kong Island. Thank you very much.
好，咁就而家咧就请运输处咧就阿董振年先生咧，除咗书面回应之外咧，就有冇要补充？唔该，董生。
系，多谢主席。就正如我书面咧回复咧，就话喺文件入边所讲嗰四个嘅改善措施咧，其实都系喺西区嘅范围入边嘅。咁我问翻我嘅同事咧，就话知道个最近嘅最新嘅情況咧，就係因為咧中西區區議會反對咧，所以個四個改善措施咧都冇實行到嘅，咁亦都暫時冇計劃去實行嘅。咁就不過咧就正如同即係所有區同事都一樣啦，都係會緊密去監察個區內嘅交通個情況啦。咁啊，所以就會再做一啲新嘅措施，即係諗啲新嘅措施去改善交通啦。咁至於阿司馬文議員所講嘅話，問即係其他區嗰個交通個情況咁樣，咁嗱可以係問同事攞到嘅，但係就因為咧嗰啲每個路口嗰、那個比例嗰數字咧，其實唔喺南區咧，咁變咗咧我哋覺得未必咁適合會喺呢個區嚟傾咁樣咯。咁但係如果佢需要呢啲路口嘅數字或者一啲資訊咧，我可以翻去叫同事揾南區嘅同揾西區同事咧睇下可唔可以俾到佢嘅。咁但係咧，我想強調咧，就係頭先阿司馬議員所講嗰啲情況咧，即係話嗰啲喺堅尼地城塞車嗰啲情況咧，我哋暫時咧係未見到咧話佢影響到即係嗰個龍尾去得到入到南區，暫時影響到南區嗰、那個交通嘅情況嘅嚇。多謝主席。
咁咧就而家請各委員發言啦。冯士坚议员，
系主席，我认同司亚文正话拎出嚟讲嗰啲嗰啲 points 嘅，但系我喺度想将嗰、那个议题去擘大啲嚟讲，因为即系始终就讲紧系南区居民所面对嘅交通挤塞情况咧。咁其实大家喺过去呢几个月，尤其是系过去呢个礼拜咧，就喺南区即系个交通都系即系个挤塞嘅情况系非常之严重嘅。尤其是系大雨嗰啲日子啦，假期啊，啲週末啊，呢啲全部係即係影響交通好犀利。咁最近而家我哋又多咗好多呢個旅遊巴嘅問題啦。咁啲旅遊巴入嚟我哋南區嗰度咧，咁上個禮拜咁喺我區嗰度有幾個旅遊巴喺唔同日子咧都跪低咗。之前早兩個禮拜前亦都有個好大嘅新聞，嗰陣時我哋都個個喺度開會，就係兩個旅遊巴撞咗。咁其實呢啲旅遊巴入到嚟，咁亦都係好影響我哋交通。即係我都想睇下政府唔同部門有啲咩嘅長遠少少嘅計劃啦，即係睇下可以即係整到我哋呢個南區嘅交通嗰度係有啲咩可以改善嘅。因為即係呢個我過去怎話過去呢十日咋，我都收到十幾個唔同嘅居民嘅投訴係關於呢個南區嘅交通。咁喺呢個即係我講緊我區，咁自然即係喺其他南區其實得個四個地方啦，可以出入南區啦，去到全港其他地方。咁呢四個主要路口其實四個都好擠塞啦，講緊呢個薄扶林啦，亦都係講緊石澳，亦都講緊淺水灣嗰邊同埋香港仔隧道，咁四個主要嘅通道啦。咁其實夠唔夠咧？咁我呢度我想睇下即係政府有啲咩嘅回應，睇下可以做到好少少嘅，唔該。
朱應雄主席，
都係主席。咁就睇翻司馬文議員嗰個議題度咧，咁都提到即係政府啊提咗有四點改善嘅措施嘅。不過咧就我睇翻即係運輸署嘅回覆咧，就覺得即係實在好簡單啦，即係得四行字加兩個字。咁即係 用一個即係中西區區議會強烈反對咁樣，即係呢啲咁嘅口號式咧，就即係我覺得就不足，唔係好足夠嘅。其實即係你都應該回應翻，即係詳細啲，即係講一講咁，即係中西區區議會對於呢四點意見係有點解佢唔贊成咧，或者佢有啲咩睇法咧？咁即係我哋又容易去討論，然後去睇啦。即係我唔希望即係運輸署係將即係其他區議會嗰個討論即係簡單化變成一個強烈反對。我即係我唔希望即係你將來去中西區區議會又形容南區區議會某啲議題就即係幾個字，中南區區議會強烈反對。我希望即係將一啲理據都講埋出嚟。咁啊，先至可以說服到人啦。呢個第一點啦。咁即係如果真係政府覺得呢四點嘅意見係值得考慮去繼續進行跟進嘅話咧，其實即係我哋以前區議會都試過，即係其實兩個區議會嘅交通委員會咧，都曾經即係一齊坐低去傾一啲嘅交通解決嘅問題，例如即係嗰個機場巴士，我哋其實中西區區議會同南區區議會嘅交通事務委員會都曾經坐低，大家一齊去傾咗個 A10 出嚟嘅，所以其實呢啲都可以去諗嘅。咁另外一點咧，就係長遠嚟講啦，即係我哋四號幹線就已經係擱置咗啦。咁但係其實即係係咪有地鐵就唔需要嗰啲鋼線呢，即係嗰啲道路呢，其實我又唔係咁睇嘅，因為你嗰啲旅遊巴啊、貨車啊、後巴啊、工程車啊等等，佢哋係你有冇地鐵佢都唔可以用地鐵嘅，佢始終都要係用道路即係通往嚟南區，喺其他區嚟南區㗎。咁呢個呢始終即係長遠嚟講，我哋都要去考慮一啲道路的興建才可以真正改善這個道路，加上我們南港島線東段只有三卡車，這個都是一個問題來的，即更加需要。所以其實現在呢第二三發展呢，即會好像有個人工島那邊呢，就都會有一條通往西區嘅一個交通嘅網絡嚟嘅，咁其實將來呢一樣嘢咧係點樣去優化、去設計、去改善埋，即係薄扶林區、即係西區嗰個交通咧，我即係希望即係運輸署同發展局咧盡快去研究嘅。多謝主席。
好，咁啊，仲有冇委員發問？係阿楊物議員。
好，多謝阿主席。咁南區嘅交通情況呢確實係需要改善嘅。咁依家個香港大學嗰個站嘅地鐵通咗之後，我覺得係應該更多發揮嗰個站嘅作用。即係我個初步嘅想法可以值得大家研究一下。可唔可以整一條新嘅線路呢，就以南區或者係以可以半島香港仔為起站，又可以香港大學為終點站，再轉返轉頭。即係使用南區居民直接接駁到香港大學個站。我昨天在等咧，都等了很久，都等
咗。而家唔係講線路，我講緊交通擠塞。
係咁就係多條線路咪就改善交通擠塞咯。即係一個好初步嘅建議啊，可唔可以值得？有冇可以研究條線，即係接駁到香港大學站？第二個咧，我覺得我哋南區有仲有一個交通問題咩咧？如果從馬麗醫院到香港仔或者到我哋呢度咧，嗰個車咧轉唔翻轉頭啊！咁可唔可以嗰度又係設計一個有咩辦法可以使到嗰啲特別外區入去南區嘅個車咧，都唔知點樣轉翻轉頭？我啱嚟南區嘅時候，我都係揾唔到，而家當然就走個大橋喺深灣軒嗰度轉翻嚟啦。咁嗰度咧可唔可以又可以喺政府部門考慮一下點樣設計一個辦法使個車咧，特別外面嚟嘅車識得轉翻轉頭？好多謝。
好，請問仲有冇委員提問？如果冇，陳文漢議員。
唔係，主席，我諗有幾點咧，一定即係我諗運輸署要比較詳細啲去提供嘅。咁我見到運輸署嘅回覆度講話有四項嘅計劃，咁啊都俾中西區區議會就反對啦。咁但係我理解咧，就應該係幾長時間、幾長歷史嘅故事嚟㗎啦。咁啊，而家多咗港鐵嘅新言咧，對中西區區議會點睇？我諗呢個係可以研究嘅。咁同埋咧，就即係究竟例如話喺翻相關連接嘅道路，例如善美飛路啊，又或者係喺翻 跟住基人地城一带接去南区嘅道路啊，其实啲道路系咪可以再有一啲比较优化嘅工程去进行咧？咁我谂呢个都系值得去研究，咁亦都我谂可以系令到咧相关嘅地方系冇咁挤塞。咁而我哋都见到咧喺而家港铁新研咗之后嘅问题喺边度？就系好多时啲车咧想兜转头咧都冇得兜翻转头。咁啊，嗰啲车系南区嚟嘅，咁虽然去咗另一个区，嗰度要个区去处理，咁啊，但系问题咧就即系你都要谂谂南区入边嗰啲人点可以比较冇咁阻到其他区噶。即系我谂倾嗰个嘅层次咧，就唔系纯粹净系话中西区区议会赞成定反对，大家咧一定系要谂一啲比较实际啲嘅方法出嚟。咁啊，当中包括咗咧，例如话系咪即系有啲嘅掉头位系可以再喺各区研究下，因为各区用嘅人又唔系中西区嘅人嚟噶啦，条路设计系俾南区嘅人用嘅。咁另一方面就係頭先我講嗰啲啦，即係佢啲舊嘅睇法，既然係唔贊成啦，好多年前又冇地鐵啊等等，嗰陣唔贊成啦。咁而家到到呢個時間咧，新嘅做法係點咧？咁另外仲有多一個，其實我都想提翻咧，就以往咧都係諗過薄扶林道咧係有一啲無交通燈障礙嘅道路設計嘅諗法咧，喺大概十零年前都係諗過出嚟。咁當中嗰啲計劃呢，即係去到大概2000年過後呢，就陸續呢睇都冇提，嗰啲係南區入面嘅事嚟㗎喇，已經都唔係中西區入面嘅事啦。咁嗰啲係咪又會再攞返出嚟呢？例如幾個主要嘅過路嘅位置，幾個主要嘅路口位，係咪可以嗰啲地方度做得比較好，同埋就比較無障礙地令到啲車可以比較暢順去流通呢？咁我諗呢一個呢都係值得喺教育嘅時間去研究。咁好希望呢，即係運輸署喺第二輪嘅回應嗰陣呢，俾一個比較清晰嘅答案呢，即係區議會，等區議會可以更加明白呢，即係究竟喺區入面嗰度呢，係咪仲有其他嘅方法呢，嚟改善而家即係經常遇到嘅，特別喺薄扶林嗰一帶嘅交通擠塞問題嘅。多謝主席。
物謝口令議員。
係啊，主席，我好簡單嘅啫，我只係 support 返呢我哋阿大主席所講嘅，即係話呢你即係基於乜嘢嘅情況底下，你有一個詳細嘅情況話俾我哋聽，點解係反對咧？咁呢個係一個好重要嘅原因。咁我而家都唔知道佢係根據啲乜嘢嚟到反對。咁呢個我哋真係摸不著頭腦。咁第二樣嘢咧，我都係覺得咧，如果真係有需要嘅話咧，即係運輸署係咪真係可以做一個橋梁咧？就係我哋即係中西區同南區咧，都有一個商討嘅機會咧，大家去表達一啲意見。因為而家咧直接嚟講咧，對我哋南區咧，影響是非常之大的，咁所以咧，我係即係好簡短嘅。唔該曬，主席。
廖漢輝議
員，係啊，唔該啊，主席。咁啊，剛才大家都討論咗我哋南區嘅交通係非常之係即係塞嘅，大家都即係好明白嘅。咁就市民議員就提議咗出嚟討論咧，中西區區議會嗰個問題啦，同埋即係急運輸處亦都係講咗。簡單咁回答咗，咁亦都我都覺得大主席講佢回答嗰啲嘢咧，完全我哋係摸不著頭腦。咁如果我覺得喺運輸署同埋中西區同埋南區討論呢個交通問題咧，我就加少少意見咧。灣仔區議會咧，我哋都應該都要同佢坐低埋一齊傾，因為咧喺嗰個最我哋主要出路咧，都係出去灣仔啊，或者中環啊，或者過海啊咁樣。所以咧，如果要討論咧，我想希望運輸署就加埋灣仔區議會、中西區區議會同埋南區區議會一齊討論，就唔好話傾完一個又解決唔到嘅嘢，揾第二個傾咁。所以咧，我覺得咧，就我嘅意見啊，加埋灣仔區區議會一齊一拼同我哋三區嚟討論。唔該，主席。
朱立威議員。
系啦，主席。咁其实大家同事咧都提咗好多意见。我自己想即系希望运输署咧，即系去正视一样嘢，就系其实南区个交通挤塞嘅情况咧，无论喺东边我哋东区啊，去湾仔区啊，定系去中西区都好，那个问题其实我估应该就唔系喺我哋自己南区嗰度嘅。那个问题就喺港岛北岸点样连接我哋南区各个路各个位入嚟我哋嗰度，都系塞住咗嘅。即係我哋啲車係好難出到去，咁所以其實成個問題，運輸署唔應該淨係局限去睇我哋南區嗰幾個路口個問題。即係以我自己都成日用頭先施文文議員提過嗰個西邊個出口個問題，我自己揸車都成日用嗰邊嘅。其實好老實咁講，薄扶林道相對起香港隧道同埋可能大潭嗰邊已經係算係比較唔係咁塞㗎啦。但當然啦，睇你去邊啦，即係我過海去到西隧我就走咗啦。咁但係如果你要去中西區一啲譬如係中上環甚至金鐘嗰啲地方呢， 咁就真係好塞嘅。咁所以其實最主要個問題就係運輸署係咪應該去攞返一啲，即係雖然我哋南區或甚至乎係我哋今日議員提一啲路口，其實都唔係話好塞，但係個問題就係點樣去整個港島區嗰個道路交通係點樣去幫到我哋南區嘅居民往來嗰個問題。其實具體嘅意見其實好多同事都講咗，究竟係一啲燈位啊，一啲掉頭位嗰啲嘅問題。我相信運輸署係咪應該係時候會唔會有計劃去成個港島區，或者我唔知道你哋係已經做緊定係有冇啦？成個港島區嗰個道路上面，特別係對針對可能其他港島其他三個區嘅道路問題，對我哋南區嗰個影響，會唔會做一啲研究報告？因為如果唔係，我覺得我哋今日嘅討論其實就算每一個出口去講，其實冇意思嘅，因為大家知道香港港島北岸係一啲舊區裏面點樣都會塞翻轉頭，根本上係個路嘅問題。咁你點樣做？就算我哋喺薄扶林道點樣做一個冇交通燈都好，都係解決唔到我哋出去嘅問題，係某幾個位塞翻轉頭。咁所以其實成個問題，我諗個關鍵就係運輸署點樣睇成盤我哋香港島嘅一啲交通，特別係我估個問題係北岸同埋我哋南區嘅一啲聯繫。如果唔係，我相信如果就算我哋好多同事提好多好好嘅意見，但係都變咗係小修小補咁樣，基本上我自己就唔係好覺得討論落去之後有啲乜嘢。如果運輸署唔俾一啲真係做去研究去做一啲即係改善，你話你而家做唔到都好，我都知有好多限制，咁但係你有冇時間表，幾時會處理到呢啲嘅問題，你都希望可以即係解釋法，而唔係因為每個區嘅區議會都要對自己嘅交通問題有意見嘅，咁但係呢個唔係一個藉口嚟嘅，唔該。
陳美佩英議員，
其實就咁嘅，交通咧係應該要檢討嘅。如果就我哋南區嚟講，首先就講我哋自己嘅南區嘅問題先，解決到我哋自己。如果最係由於因為係間接嘅影響，咁又亦都係需要啦。如果好似我哋赤柱咁要出嚟嘅時候，係咪即係話係新圍舊圍嗰度塞啦，隧道口塞啦？隧道口點解塞呢？係咪過海隧道嗰度係影響嗰度塞呢？咁嗰度我哋就算過咗嗰、那個我哋香港仔嗰個隧道呢，我哋冇路行啊，過隧道嗰度已經塞死曬啦，都行唔通啊。咁由於隧道嗰處呢，亦都係話中區啦、灣仔啦，或者北角啦嗰度上天橋啦，咁如果你要去研究呢，係一定要向收曬嗰啲人嘅資料，咁先去規劃，先去考慮，咁就要多方面嘅。咁你話係咪唔使研究呢？當然唔係啦，因為而家都咁重視嗰個交通嘅問題，咁困難重重。就算你話唔係我自己個區啊，就係鴨脷洲啦。咁你鴨脷洲大街嗰度出咗去嗰時，嗰條天橋嗰條橋啦，鴨脷洲條橋嘅，咁你其他塞死曬，你根本上都係冇辦法嘅。因為嚟緊嘅時候呢，我哋好快脆就已經面目全非㗎啦嘛。因為你港鐵入南區啦，咁好多嘢，好多個大酒店啦。我記得有一次呢，我同區議會副主席陳生呢，嘩，去一去佢嗰個咩區呀，你個咩區呀，你個區
田灣區。
嘩，塞到呢完全都冇辦法，嗰啲旅遊巴原來人哋喺度搞到有一個飯店喺嗰時，咁已經就已經塞死曬，係根本上係冇得行嘅。咁好多個問題，咁我都希望話運輸署係應該呢，而家我知道運輸署呢就好多專家，好多好有力嘅，好有份量，好肯做嘢嘅人，咁最好趁呢個時間呢就收曬我哋啲意見，有咩困難咩困難呢，就係重新去做一啲嘅顧問啊、規劃啊咁。咁我覺得呢個呢係好重要啦，唔該主席。
好，非常廣泛。有冇委員有提問先？如果冇呢，咁我哋請運輸署董生回應，是不是董生？
是，多謝主席。就我試下綜合回應啦。首先講話南區嘅交通比其他區影響到嗰個情況咁樣。其實呢就我哋其實成個港島區嘅唔同區同時都係同一個寫字樓啦，咁我哋當然如果第二區有影響到我哋交通嘅話呢，我都會有去討論啦，又去傾點樣去改善，即係一定會有做嘅。咁就頭先所提到嗰四個在西區那四個 的改善措施呢，其實呢都是當區的同事呢就因應南區即是那個交通 增長咗咁樣，然後就有啲措施去改善咁樣，就佢會提出啦。嗱，個詳細點樣會反對咧？我即係抱歉，我就今日冇帶嚟，即係好詳細咁講啦。亦都係地區嘅事務啦，或者我可以稍後揾同事俾翻啲資料。但係我可以講咧，就係話以我所知咧，佢哋真係好強烈反對嘅。嗱，舉個例，有其中一個咧係加行天橋，有香大學博去去好似學士台嗰邊咁樣。我聽個同事講咧，即係佢哋嗰個反對程度咧係寫咗信，即係經立法會定點樣寫信俾運輸署話，佢遺憾運輸署嘅，即係覺得做呢啲嘢咧係佢哋可能其他嘅考慮啦，即係唔同嘅居民或者唔同嘅持份者有唔同嘅考慮啦。咁所以咧就佢哋嗰四個咧都係因某啲原因啦，咁詳細原因可以揾同事攞翻啦，就都係強烈反對嘅，即係都幾強烈㗎，所謂強烈就咁。至於頭先阿朱議員所講咧，就話有啲長遠嘅措施，其實我哋有嘅。即係頭先阿議員都提話四個幹線咁樣，其實冇各自道嘅四個幹線，我哋一早提出咗話會做四個幹線嘅，但係都係因為唔同區嘅地方有土地啊，或者設計啊，或者嗰個走線上面嘅唔同嘅意見咧，所以至今咧都未落實到嗰個實質方案啫。其實運輸署其實政府咧係冇各自道嗰個四個幹線嘅，只係可以咁講，就係話只係未有一個肯定嘅時間表去做呢樣嘢嘅啫。咁就至於頭先有同事有議員提到話掉頭嗰個問題啦。嗱因為咧薄扶林道咧係一個雖然佢某一段唔係70時速嘅，但係都係算做主要幹線啦。咁同埋因為嗰個地理環境所限咧，確係啲地方咧係冇即係比較遠啲地方先可以掉頭嘅。咁但係係咪因為冇掉頭而令到交通擠塞咧？咁我哋就我有翻去研究下啦。但係話係冇掉頭咧，就應該唔係嘅，因為你舉例例如去到智富花園啊嗰啲地方咧，都可以有地方可以掉頭到嘅。咁但係就或者我哋可以考慮俾多啲清晰嘅指示牌，即係話要掉頭嘅咁樣嗰啲點走咁樣啦。咁就另外咧就講每區議會大家坐埋一齊傾交通擠塞嘅問題咁樣。咁我哋運輸署界同意，即係好贊成唔同區議會大家坐埋一齊發表意見咁多，或者可以經即係南區嘅區議員同中西同事講翻，喂你哋冇反對運輸署嗰啲措施啦，咁都可以嘅。咁就可能就要揾有關同事去安排一下咁樣啦。咁但係咧，我想提一提咧，就係話其實政府咧就每一區咧都有好緊張嗰個交通即係塞個情況嘅，因為我哋每年咧都有睇住嗰個交通即係塞嗰個指數啦，即係例如嗰、那個平均嘅時速啊，或者由某點去某一點嗰個時間使用嘅要幾耐時間先去到，每一年我哋都有同事去 check 緊嗰個交通嗰個情況嘅。咁就亦都所以咧，每一區咧每年都有好多嘅嗰次措施提咗出嚟，去改善交通嗰個情況啦。咁另外咧，亦都大家可能有睇新聞咧，就係嚟交諮會或者正都有研究交通擠塞嘅情況啦，例如整體嚟講，例如某啲措施嚇，諗嚟加排費啊，或者之類，限制嗰個交通嗰個增長啊咁之類，去解決或者疏導咧香港交通擠塞問題嘅。咁就另外少少提一提咧，就係話頭先阿柴議員提嗰、那個話交通燈個路口優化咧，就普遍咧我就冇聽聞過嘅，但係我可以翻去揾同事問一問。是不是曾經很多年前有人提過說要做那些交通燈的路口那個改善那個方案這樣，那我是這麼多，多謝主席。
好，請問司馬文議員。
First of all, I'd like to thank Clyde for his agreement to get us some more information. For members, I think that we should always try to dissect the problem and identify the critical issues. I agree totally with Mr. Fung that Island Road is a serious problem and it needs to be addressed before we have any further development on that side. I think about 1,000 of his voters responded to a recent email objection campaign by Designing Hong Kong on the development on Stanley because of Island Road problems, and I think it needs to be addressed in this council as a separate issue because the Island Road is a concern safety and capacity wise. Tai Tam is the reservoir dam, and we know that, and unless we resolve that, Tai Tam corridor cannot be fixed. The Aberdeen Tunnel is the traffic in Causeway Bay and Wan Chai, and we have had reports here from Transport Department on the performance on the various junctions in Causeway Bay and Wan Chai. We've been told that when the Central Wan Chai bypass is finished, that some of these performances will improve. We have the data, we can see whether that will happen or not. For the Western Corridor, the one that is the subject of this submission today, there is the northbound and southbound several junctions where I hope we can get more information so in the future we can monitor whether these junctions need more work. And I'm not sure that the footbridge is a real concern. I think there are others that are more of a concern. The junction of Bokfulam Road and Bokfield Road is a concern. Cardigan Street, Victoria Road is a concern. Water Street and the Davao Road West is a concern. The Bokfield Road, Smithfield uphill is a serious concern, especially after the opening of the railway station. The situation has decreased in performance. Sen Street, Belcher Street is a concern, and I'm sure that the VC ratios are not looking too good there, and I hope to see that report. Western Street, Queen's Road West is a concern, and there is impact in the traffic flows to the Southern District. And then Pokfulam Road, southbound on the Hill Road and High Street level, there is definitely there also a concern. So I hope on these junctions and roads we can see the performances, not just as they are recently measured in surveys, but how are they expected to perform once all the development that is in the pipeline is and that is committed or being planned for the Kennedy Town Sioing Phun area. When that is all implemented, what will the performance of these junctions look like? And then once we see those numbers, Chairman, we can discuss what the solutions could be. Thank you.
好，林玉珍議員。
唔該，主席。咁咧就其實而家現時港島咧嗰啲路面情況咧，其實好多個樽頸位咧，其實都係非常之飽和嘅。咁我哋南區咧就香嶺隧道喺1982年開咗，至今已經有33年啦。咁其實但南區嗰啲車輛咧，就比嗰陣時咧已經增加咗係好多噶啦。咁所以南區咧嗰個道路嗰個規劃咧，我諗希望運輸署嗰度咧，即係要全盤咧，就係要去睇，即係就唔係話邊一個樽頸位就因為其他外區影響而南區嗰度咧就唔需要去理啦。咁其實南區咧所有嘅道路咧，我都要覺得咧就係要去重新係要規劃過去嘅。咁另外呢就係頭先聽到運輸署講呢就話嗰個四號幹線其實係冇擱置到嘅，只不過係冇時間表嘅啫。咁我都即係認同頭先阿朱英雄主席嗰度所講呢，就係因為路就係咁多啦，但係車就一定係多㗎啦，一路係睇即係睇返記錄落嚟一路都係多車。咁尤其是而家我哋南區，如果日後其實好多一啲旅遊嘅景點啊，或者係發展好多一啲旅遊嘅項目咧，咁其實道路嗰方面咧就一定係要解決。如果唔係咧，啲旅遊車咧，而家都有好多酒店未落成咧，已經我哋南區嗰啲旅遊車咧已經係多到不得了啦。咁如果我哋路面南區個路面唔再去規劃處理咧，咁我相信咧。就算是港鐵落成了之後，我想對南區的交通呢都是不會有所改善的。那好希望運輸署呢能夠除了港島去研究一下路面之外呢，我覺得是著重一下呢看我們南區那個道路那個規劃是怎樣。即剛才有同事提及到，譬如說去到由香港仔去到瑪麗醫院，可能不知怎樣又要怎樣轉回入來香港仔這邊，或者由香港仔要轉到去鴨脷洲或者去黃竹坑，怎樣才是回來香港仔。所以都很希望運輸署能夠是研究一下那個南區的道路規劃的。麻煩
洪時間議員。
主席， 多謝曾姐啱啱講嘅道路規劃，其實我真係我淨係一頭霧水，我喺度入咗嚟第八年，我都唔係好知四號幹線講緊即係而家未國唔係國置咗嘅，咁係去到邊度咧？咁我都想知道四號幹線成個 scale 係邊度，我完全未聽過喺議會上講。咁另外呢我就想知即係如果係講緊起新路自然梗係緊要啦，咁但係即係正話運輸署都講過，其實一個問題就係即係好多私家地可能係好多地方，即係呢個講緊一個非常長遠嘅計劃，咁亦都即係需要一段時間先至可以落實嘅。咁但係未到到起到路之前可以做到啲咩呢？咁即係譬如我喺過去嗰幾個會都不停有講話起多啲嗰啲電子顯示屏，即係關於咩入香港仔隧道嗰度，咁以前即係早幾年前，應該係2009年啊，我哋2010年嗰陣時就起咗幾個嘅，咁但係其實可以即係依個 program 呢個計劃應該可以擴大佢，咁等啲車可以喺遠少少已經知道，譬如其中一個主要嘅通道係香港仔隧道係已經塞車嘅，咁可唔可以即係揾另外一啲路口嚟行咧？唔係要行到去隧道口先知道啊，原來塞車，咁已經太遲。咁即係依樣嘢其實我即係諗住講話，即係起多啲呢啲咁嘅顯示屏，會係即係去幫助啲道路嘅使用者啦。譬如大潭堤坝之前我都有提过，咁即係红绿灯可能係一个问题，但係今日唔喺度，其中一个委员啊 Julian 佢都提过，即係话如果用啲嗰啲压力即係啲 pressure pad 啊，即係因为嗰条大潭嗰条堤坝呢，一有大巴士喺嗰度嗰陣时呢，就即係会塞住晒成条路嘅好多时。咁即係可能係平时就个交通灯係两边都绿嘅，咁但係如果佢一有个sensor 咁发现啊，原来一个大型嘅货车或者大型嘅巴士嚟到，咁佢就自动可以将嗰度用个交通灯嚟去控制嗰个车嗰个来往呢，咁就可能会帮助即係多少少喺嗰边个交通，因为有时真係如果佢两架大车喺嗰个堤坝上高咧，真系试过，真系塞半个钟头都用唔到。咁亦都即系我谂我哋亦都要即系可能喺区议会方面亦都要即系考虑下，谂长远点样去即系做好啲交通嘅安排，即系可能系点样去即系可能系泊车嗰边啊，即系旅游巴嗰啲泊车啊，货车嗰啲即系啲时间咧，即系呢啲咁嘅嘢，全部都可能会影响到我哋啲道路嘅使用者嘅，因为过去即系啱啱过去呢两个礼拜，即系咁多种交通意外同埋即系啲车坏车，我喺我个区啦，只系讲我自己个区啦，系讲紧即系有时即系需要成个超过一个钟头啊，由譬如赤柱去到香港仔隧道，即係都未講出到市中心，即係依幾排真係塞得好犀利，咁去反映翻我居民嗰啲意見嘅，唔該。
歐立成議員，
係各位主席，既然董生話四號幹線呢個核計劃係冇國字咧，我就要求運輸署盡快咧就係呢個四號幹線計劃就係做好交上嚟我哋區議會我哋再作討論，唔該主席。
好，请问仲有冇委员提问？就杨物啊，柴文康有冇？如果冇咧，咁我哋呢两位议员发言完之后咧，处方回应之后，我就总结啦。杨物议员，
多谢。头先听咗董生嘅回答咧，我再睇翻嗰个书面嘅回答咧，其实我就系一个印象就系运输署对我哋南区区议会。同埋我哋嘅區議員嘅意見咧，根本就係唔重視，係真係一個敷衍啫。咁資料提到四項兩個另兩個字，回答咗司馬文咧四點六個問題，其實咧應該係嗰六個問題都應該運輸署回答嘅。咁你簡單用一句話咧，受到中西區議會強烈反對，咁嗰題。中西區的意見啫，咁運輸署的意見是什麼呢？對司馬文議員嗰六個問題呢，其實是完全冇回答的，所以呢啲係其實對我哋嘅區議會係一種唔重視嘅。當然董生係工程師啦，睇下佢唔係政治嘅人物，所以你可能嘅純粹係從技術方面，其實應該係回答，從政治嘅層面應該回答嘅。第二點咧，頭先董生回答咧，話個轉頭個車掉頭就唔係話直接擠塞，直原因呢個又係唔係咁合適嘅，梗係交個流量梗係有影響㗎啦。就算係冇直接影響都好，咁車個掉頭都係我哋南區嘅交通問題，都係應該要改善嘅。好多謝。
柴文漢議員，
主席，我諗咧即係 呢個區議會就快完啦，其實我哋都係諗一啲即係長遠啲方向嘅時候嚟㗎啦。咁啊個原因就係因為都要規劃下究竟即係將來點算。咁啊其實我都搞唔清究竟而家四號幹線係存在定唔存在。咁啊例如話四號幹線沿海嘅用地呢，就已經規劃處面已經講得好清楚話會陸續係將佢改劃。咁因為都實不相符即係原有嘅用途啦。例如最簡單就係數碼港個公園啦，係咪？咁啊，再遠少少就係華貴啊、嘉榮苑啊，對出個海邊啦，亦都變埋公園啦。咁亦都大家好難再見到喺田灣嗰邊度有一個連接口。咁啊，即係究竟四號幹線存在定唔存在咧？咁我睇政府嘅文件話冇嘅。咁我唔知啦，咁可能即係政府有啲內部消息，例如話即係將來要發展薄扶林嘅公屋嘅大計，咁所以要即係預備定多啲嘅道路啊，咁即係等佢啲人出入方便啲啊咁樣。咁呢啲如果有內幕嘅料，我都好歡迎大家喺度討論下同即係研究一下嘅。咁啊係啦，我諗呢個場合大家都係合適嘅嚇。咁但係不過咧，我諗更加重要嘅咧，就係即係今日即係最慘討論完即係超過半個鐘頭啦，亦都有兩輪嘅發言，輸出可能一間係最後一輪解釋個三輪啦，都未一個好清晰嘅答案俾到我哋睇咧。其實即係下一步點去走？咁我淨係見到個文件入面度，即係寥寥可數啦，即係嗰堆字入面嗰度咧，加埋都我諗都係百零個到嘅啫。咁亦都冇講到話究竟而家南區嘅交通情況係點啊？諸如此類，即係連個整體分析我都冇。咁我唯有就即係温故知新啦，咁啊攞翻即係一啲舊嘅立法會文件嚟睇。咁原先我諗住即係揾份文件俾運輸署代表咁，但係揾唔切啦，唔好意思。咁但我睇到其他嘅嘢。咁例如呢，我啱啱睇緊一份嘅呢，就係2001年呢6月呢，就當時嘅運輸局呢所發出嘅文件。咁佢當時呢就預計呢，即係有7號幹線同冇7號幹線之下呢，咁當中包括咗薄扶林道蒲飛道交界啦，薄扶林道摩星嶺道交界啦等等嘅地方呢，即係嗰陣嘅塞車嘅情況係如何嘅。咁如果係2011年嘅話呢，係有7號幹線呢就可以減 5% 嘅交通嘅流量嘅。在薄扶林道蒲飛路的交界位，如果沒有7號幹線呢，就即是佢對唔應該再講另一個，就是如果是在摩星嶺道和薄扶林道交界位呢，亦都是有7號幹線可以減 5% 的。咁在2016年都相約啦，佢都係講減 5% 啦。咁其實我想睇下呢，即究竟政府而家喺返最新嘅統計之下，因為文件冇啊，即邊我都唔知點去分析好，用返當年嘅研究嘅，其實在那個地方剩余的車容量呢是會有什麼變化。那麼因為呢就我們見到其實如果是有7號幹線呢，在當時來說叫7號啦，也叫4號啦，那麼是有很大的幫助的。那究竟如果是做的話呢，還有哪些方法是可以做差不多的款？多謝主席。
好啦，那麼董先生請問書署董先生回應啦，有沒有內幕消息？
多謝主席。就我講了幾樣東西，第一就是關於頭先曬西區嗰、那個嗰四個嘅所謂改善措施都各自嗰樣嘢，其實咧就唔係話即係特登唔攞上嚟話點樣，因為嗰四個位咧，即係嗰四個嗰陣時都喺西區入邊咧，咁我哋即係為免那個回答好似好複雜咁樣，所以就冇整到落去啦。咁但係如果大家有興趣，頭先都應承咗大家，我可以問同事再攞翻，即係每四嗰四個。建議大概是乜嘢啊？同埋點解會反對啊？我等下問到佢整理翻咧，可以會後交翻俾區議會嘅。咁就嗱，講緊長遠發展嗰樣嘢咧，頭先講緊話諗道路嗰個設計，即係林議員、林玉珍議員所講嘅嘢，其實係有嘅。我哋運輸署咧，其實有專責部門咧去做整體嗰個道路網絡嗰個發展嗰、那個設計咁樣嘅。咁其實四號幹線啦，咁都係喺嗰度諗出嚟嘅。咁就我成日想講咧，就係話四號幹線咧，其實係其實本來已經有好多嘅詳細嘅資料走咗出嚟噶啦，但係係因為去諮詢啊，或者去同各區傾嘅時候咧，就好多意見啦，咁最後就即係頭先我所講咧，就話連個走線啊，或者連嗰、那個form 即係話連佢究竟用咩方法去做呢個四號幹線咧，係用橋啊，定隧道定咩，都好似未傾得到嘅。咁因為好多唔同嘅人有唔同意見啦，同埋唔同持份者有其他嘅諗法咁樣啦。咁就但係咧就我喺嗰、那個即係頭先我講個專業部門嗰、那個消息攞翻咧，就係話其實係從來冇諗住各自嘅，只係 会继续会去嘅，即系话有机会有成熟时机嘅时候再改善嗰、那个改嗰、那个嗰、那个设计啊咁之类咧，就会再去嘅。咁如果有呢样嘢，即系最后有文件或者有设计要咨询咧，当然佢哋一定会上嚟南区区议会同嗰个议员即系讲翻嗰个设计啊，问翻大家意见嘅。咁除咗四号干线之外咧，喺康水道出嗰边咧，其实而家大家都知道有个湾仔绕道啦，咁样。咁而家就都起紧噶啦。咁将来有所即系再加埋。会唔会其他有其他道路网络嘅发展咧？咁样加埋其他咧，就应该就会即系希望改善到南区嗰个交通啦。咁至于短线咧，其实头先阿冯远都有讲啦，其实我哋除咗呢啲长线加道路网络之外咧，我哋系会不时咁睇住一啲各区个道路啊、路口啊嗰啲嘅情况啦。咁即系例如我之前都讲，其实我哋每一区咧，每一年都有好多不同大大细细嘅。嘅交通改善措施推出嚟去諮詢或者去執行嘅，今日呢啲正就係喺短期希望可以改善到各區擠塞嘅情況啦，就住唔同路口嗰、那個表現去做一啲改善嘅措施啦，咁樣。咁就最後咧就講關於阿馮先生議員我講嗰啲電子路牌嗰啲，其實我用咗支會後，即係其實係。另外即係譚小姐嗰邊同你又搞緊，所以我就唔喺呢度回應啦，因為未必同今日嘅議題有關啦嚇。咁就係至於阿陳文議員頭先講話話以前咧有睇過一個文件咁樣，即係為咗我嘥一分鐘時間講一講當其時發生咗咩事啦。即係以我所知咧，當其時咧確係早前咧就當局咧係做過一個研究咧，就因為發現咧喺數碼港咧，即係其實唔關數碼港事，即係喺2006-2007年咧，突然間個交通咧係增長咗都幾大啊！突然間嗰一年，咁咧當局咧就懷疑會唔會係因為數碼港入火啊，定咩原因咧，就有啲咁嘅好幾大幅度嘅增加嘅交通啦，咁就做咗一個研究嘅，咁咧就如果以嗰個當時嘅研究咧，如果嗰個交通以嗰兩年咁樣，因為咁揸上去咧，就會的確好似頭先阿提議員所講，有啲路口係會爆嘅，所謂爆即係話嗰個容量係會過咗個容量嘅。咁但係咧好得意咧，我哋之後當然有推一啲交通措施啦，例如頭先我講過西區嗰啲措施啦，同埋四號幹線啊嗰啲，同埋七號幹線啊嗰啲咁嘅嘢講過啦。咁但係後屘咧，因為某啲原因咧就去唔到啦，因為各區有反對啊，或者其他原因。咁我哋呢個研究繼續做緊嘅，一路都有睇住薄扶林道嗰個交通嗰個情況嘅。咁就發覺咧，自從喺2006-2007年加咗嗰個加大交通流量之後咧，好得意咧，就之後2008-2009至至到2012年咧，嗰個情況都冇，即係上上落落冇，之後冇加到啦。咁我哋咧就懷疑咧，就即係其實當局懷疑啦，就可能係因為數碼港入曬貨之後咧，就穩定咗交通啦。咁所以咧，其實咧當其時。所預測嘅嘢咧，即係普業講，其實而家就未必適用啦。即係話，而家到2012-2015年啦，都未見到之前所講話差到會負數啊咁樣啊，有啲落後嚇。咁多謝主席。
好啦，咁咧就大家都好充分咁討論啦。咁喺度咧就委員會咧就要求運輸處咧仔細咁樣研究委員嘅意見，改善南區接駁各區嘅交通。並且咧就詳細解釋文件中所提出嘅建議，不能夠實行嘅原因，或者喺會後咧將同你哋其他區嘅同事攞翻啲資料咧，就俾翻我哋秘書處分發翻俾委員大家去睇啦，亦都喺適當嘅時候咧就俾翻委員去參考。好，結束議程二。